Okay.
Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, this one is trying to play. Uh-oh, I think it's a
suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold.
That was July. So I had to do a week. This week I had to do 2 weeks.
All right, I think we got ready to get this party going. All right.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning.
The morning because we have not seen each other in a long, long time. So we can read. You know everybody. Let me see if I remember everybody's name. If I don't, there should be my name.
All right, we got Shariah in the building. What's up, Shariah?
Hi, Shariah.
Shariah's voice is gone. We got Kaya in the building. What's up, Kaya?
Hi, Kaya.
We got Aban in the building. What's up, Aban? We got Yael in the building. What's up, Yael?
What's up?
We got Idar in the building. What's up, Idar?
What's up?
Yeah, Idar, I know. Idar has been having headaches, so I'm going to just have this hard thing where she don't have an inside voice. I'm so sorry, Idar. Bear with me. We got Amaya Soraya in the building. Hi, Amaya Soraya. We got Uncle Mashaba in the building. What's up, Uncle Mashaba? You got the hands up. You just give us hands up. There you go. We got Rockamaya in the building. Hi, Rockamaya.
Hi.
We have Shamar in the building.
Mitchell.
What y'all shawl? How are y'all, my children? Starting. It's been a minute. Welcome back. We are being viewed as beautiful in the eyes of the Most High because we came to together. We came to
together.
Psalms 133 says what?
Behold, how good and pleasant it is that our religion together in unity.
So the blessings come from us dwelling how?
Unity.
So guess what? Because it's a good thing, there's going to be a lot of things trying to make us not come together. What's unity? Who knows the basics of unity?
Together.
Coming together. Right? Basics coming together. We're unifying in the same mind, right? We want to speak the same thing, right? It's like being in sports. If you got somebody play football and somebody try to play basketball, can they unify together? Can a basketball player come and play football?
Yes.
I don't mind throwing the ball, take the football. Can I take the football and throw it in the basketball hoop?
And run the
hoop. And say I score and say, go! I can't, right? They don't mesh. They don't work, right? Soccer, football, so I'm just using a lot of y'all play soccer, basketball, football. A football player is not going to work with a basketball player. I can take the football and throw it in the net.
Wait, I'm, but you can't run.
You can't run, but they still aren't the same thing. But in coming together, we speak the same thing, and we speak on behalf of who? Yeah.
Yahushai, the Most High.
There's a way that he does things, and we're coming together for that. Like, you might be in school, and you might have a lot of fifth graders. Should you sit there and do what the fifth graders are doing?
No.
No. For us high schoolers, should we sit here and do what the high schoolers are doing?
No.
If I'm a third grade, and all my third graders want to sit here and jump up and down and not listen to the teacher, can I do that? No, because we know we got to obey the powers that be, right? So if they're not doing it, and yes, we're third graders, and yes, he's a boy, and I'm a boy, and that's a girl, and I'm a girl, and they want to act a certain way, I can't. That's not when we're coming together. So in us coming together, we're coming together to please.
That's them.
Beautiful. And coming together, we're here to please, too.
We're here to please Yahweh Shai.
So, and starting that, let's greet our families. I remember the song.
Come on and greet our families. Hebrew Israelite families. Gather all abroad America. Come on and greet our families. Come on and greet our families.
Pick up on your
Hebrew Israelite families. Gather all abroad America. Come on and greet our family, boys. Yahweh, tomorrow is a Yahweh, tomorrow is a Yahweh, 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 Yahwe
We are Judah, Benjamin, Levi. I'm going to find out to help y'all.
Review and recap. Just want to see where we're at. Now we can vote. We all want to play the guess the color number, whatever I throw at y'all right now, or want to go do the scriptures right now?
Let's
do the scriptures right now. Vote scriptures in first, and we'll end it with the game. I like that. A little bit of spiritual brain food. We're getting some brain food. Okay, but just that we're getting the Most High brain food. Right?
There's a bunch of brain foods out there. Can y'all name me some brain food?
There's
Michael,
YouTube,
y'all
Netflix,
nope.
Hulu,
Disney, nope.
Disney,
nope.
My neighbor, nope. Teacher, my classmates,
nope.
Firefighters,
nope.
Doctors,
nope.
Policemen.
Those are all brain food, but this time we're taking this time and getting some spiritual food. Like Mariah learning to season chapter 6, verse 1, where she's been very obedient right now and not being distracted. Because this is what I will apply the scripture of sparing not the rod, or consequences. Because when it comes to scriptures, whether you're at the schoolhouse or there's classes going on YouTube, this is an opportunity for us to put on your house shine, right? How he thinks and how he wants things done. That's the ultimate person we want to make happy. The mean and only we want to make happy. Because in doing that, he didn't leave us all on the vices he left structure for.
We need parents that are here that can guide us through the scriptures.
Fathers that can guide us and mothers that can guide us through the scriptures.
I need to learn how to do things to make your house shine happy. And we do that by going through the scriptures. We do that by obeying our parents. Right? And, you know, there are children that have parents that have them doing things that they have nothing to do with the Most High. But this is a guy. Can you go show my bag and get the shawl and the bag? Or bring me one second.
I can do that.
You're okay. Let me get it. I'm gonna fuss a little bit, but you're okay. So now let's go find out and remind ourselves what is Deuteronomy 7 and 6 then?
Deuteronomy 7, verse 6.
Give me 2 seconds, Ivan. I gotta remember where I put my shower. Because Shalomar didn't get his water.
I got it.
His soul food.
Shalmar is getting his soul food.
From the mom.
My long shirt and everything. He's like, unacceptable, Alma. Okay, so Idara's going to read Deuteronomy chapter 6. We got Idara, Ainoa's in the building, and Kiara's in the building. All right, so regrouping, Shariah. That's not an option. You can sit right where you sit down. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 6 says what I done.
Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 6. If thou and the holy people to the Most High thy power, the Most High thy God have chosen thee to be a special people unto himself above all people that are upon the face of the earth.
Okay. So, in reading, it says what? Who's following along? And what we remember, what does it say? And following along, what does it say?
It's saying that,
Kamer Shekinah was reading Yahushua's words.
Okay,
let's read that again. Let's read that again, Idar.
Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 6.
Uh-huh.
For thou and holy people unto the Most High thy power.
Okay, so what's the first part say?
For thou and holy people?
No, what does it mean?
We're special to the Most High.
We're holy.
We're the people unto the Lord thy power.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
The answers y'all are giving is just right. No one's wrong. Is this, remember, we're reviewing and recap because sometimes we forget that we are holy, meaning we are true. We are the people that the Most High chose, right?
Yeah. Because we're doing the right stuff.
What else does it say, Adar?
The Most High, thy power, has chosen thee to be special, to be a special people to himself.
So he chose us to be what?
Special people to himself.
He chose us to be special. He didn't just chose us to just be whatever. He chose us to be special. He chose us to be true, holy, and special. So you are special. When you're going through something difficult, or something is hard, or something you don't want to, or you're the only one doing it, to live right. We talked about what are some of the things that the Most High is requiring us to do. As young ladies, we're supposed to dress what?
Modest
apparel. As young men, we're supposed to be what? Modest. Not saggy, not gangster. Whatever we want to call it. As special. If you're here as a young lady, should I come here? Your head is covered. Who's requiring that? Mosa, I can't be like, you know what? They're not, no one's watching me. It just helps me remember, you know what? Even if I might not have scriptures, it might just teach me to just be obedient to my mom. So if I do go to the grocery store, if I do hang out with my friends or people in the world, I'm still going to abide by the law of my parents. I'm still going to obey, abide by the law of my of Yahusha, of my power. He's my power. Now when I'm leaving the house, I don't want to keep my hair covered because mom did a nice hairdo and I want to show it off. Or you know what? People just going to make fun of me. They have a comment to say, right? I just want to wear whatever I want to wear, not being conscious the Most High is watching me.
You're not being
conscious. I belong to the Most High. He chose me. It's like when you go to the store and you got you something that is for you. Whether it's a chocolate bar, to a bag of chips, to a toy, to Twix. This is mine. I wanted this. So Yahusha is saying the same thing. You are special. And just for a recap, we're special because we're supposed to be a light for other people. It isn't show and tell. Let me show my hair off. Let me show my body off. Let me not watch how I'm talking. Let me be just be disobedient. Because even the world, what's the song?
I look good. I look fly.
Check my sweater. Wish you could. But that's for who? Me says I look good. It's for me. Imitating everything that's making me special in the eyes of the Most High. And I know for a fact, well, most of y'all, who in there started school?
Me.
Some people at home actually going to the building.
some people are going here at home on the computer, but you're still being watched, right? So how do we represent that? We got to remember that. I'm chosen. I'm holy, right? Read like that.
Above all people that are upon the face of the earth.
So we're above all the other people on the face of the earth. You go on YouTube, you see these children, the song that you like, they got the cars, they got this and that. We're above them. We're above them because we have the ways that the Most High wants things done, the way Yahweh Shai wants things done. So when everything falls, they wonder, wow, Isaiah, why are you okay with just on Saturday? You go on a Sabbath class. You literally, what Sabbath? Saturday, so you got no, no, it's the day of the Most High. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it open. Wow, there's a meat lover pizza. You don't want the meat lover? Wow, just cheese pizza?
Wow.
And raw meat?
And it's like this. Wow, you love pizza, pepperoni pizza, and then you just start getting caught up to that. You can just eat pepperoni pizza, that's not good.
Yeah, because you're worried about, exactly, about you're worried about what they're saying.
It's like, we don't need to worry about what they're saying. We're evil Israelites.
Exactly.
We're exactly.
We have to do what the Most High says. So in that, even now, we have a little change in our environment. So y'all do have the moms, now y'all have an opportunity to get food made for you guys. So we get to eat at home. But though they might not see that, what else do they see? Oh, I don't want to do that.
What goes on? I don't want to pray.
So boring. Praying is so boring. I don't want to do my schoolwork. I'm always writing. I'm typing. Whatever. Teachers do something. I want to go play. But we could come back and change that and continue being the right example because we are special. We are chosen. Okay? Above all the nations of the earth. Now, give me Deuteronomy 14.
Deuteronomy chapter 14, verse 2. For thou art an holy people unto the Lord thy power. The Lord hath chosen thee to be a peculiar people unto himself among all the nations that are upon the earth.
So now he's saying it again. You're special. You're holy, you're chosen, you're special, you're peculiar. Can anybody remember what peculiar was? Satisfied by divine purpose.
I know. If we break it down, you're not going to look the same like everybody else. Everybody else your age won't be doing the things you're doing. They won't be having the conversation you're having. But Yahushua already said that was going to happen, right? He came back and he's saying it again. If your mom or your dad repeat something again and again, that means it's what?
It's important.
Peculiar.
It's a treasure.
It's important. Do you just throw the treasure away?
No,
you value it. You take care of it. So you own it. You hold it. You don't let it go. So we got to hold on to what's been taught to us. So now we can apply it. Not just knowing that, okay, I found out I'm a Hebrew, I'm Judah Benjamin. What does that mean? You have certain requirements of me. Even out the way, things I should eat and not eat. What are some of the things we can eat? Who remember?
We can eat locusts.
Locusts.
That's what I said.
Lamb. Cow.
What are things that we cannot eat?
Lion.
How about the fish? Look at the fish.
Bat. We need bat.
It has to have scales,
right?
We can eat bass.
How about catfish?
No.
Crab.
They eat poop.
No.
Crab.
No.
Lobster.
No.
Shrimp.
No.
I don't eat those.
They're oysters.
No. Those are
protein. They're bad. But you eat them, no?
They have a jaw.
No.
We got a jaw. Right?
We can eat.
Okay, but what's going on? Let's see. Camel.
No. What'd you say?
Eagle.
Ew.
I would not.
Look at it. Lion.
Dragon.
No.
No. Ostrich.
No.
Man. All right.
Oh, no, no. Chicken.
Chicken.
People.
Yeah.
People.
No.
No. Arm. Yad.
Arm.
Yad.
Arm.
Yad.
Arm.
Hand.
Yad.
Hand.
Yad.
Hand.
Yad. Sha'ayah.
Hand.
Ayan.
Ayan.
Up.
Nose.
Up.
Nose.
Azan.
Yes.
Azan.
Yes.
Azan.
Yes.
Cock.
Hand. One hand.
Hand.
One hand.
Palm of hand, right? Cock. How about paw?
Mouth.
Paw?
Mouth.
Good job. All right.
We got some colors. We got some colors. Remember I said these are figuring out. I'm going to say it in Hebrew. Y'all tell me them in Spanish. I mean, tell me them in English. Hebrew, y'all tell me them in English. Sakala, blue. Adawam,
red.
Shakawar,
black.
Laban,
white.
Good job. Shakam,
brown.
Aragaman,
purple.
Yarakwa,
green.
Tazahab,
blue.
Tazahab,
yellow.
Good job. Let's do that again. Shakawar,
black.
No, look at Shariah. Shakawar. Laban.
Black.
Shakam.
Black.
Shakam.
Brown.
All right. Aragaman.
Purple.
Adawam.
Red.
Adawam.
Red.
Adawam.
Red.
Tazahab.
Brown.
Yellow. Tazahab.
Yellow.
Sakala.
Green.
Sakala.
Blue.
Sakala.
Blue.
Yarakwa.
Green.
Yarakwa.
Green.
Last one. I did not. I said Sakala, right?
Yes.
I said Aragaman.
Yes.
Tazahab.
Yes.
All right, that was it. That was it. That's all our colors right there. All right. I'm going to say it in English. Y'all tell me it in Hebrew. Now we're going to talk about the animals.
All
right. I'm going to say it in English. Y'all tell me it in Hebrew. All righty? Lion. Lion. Lamb. Chameleon. Camel. Gamal. Eagle. Dog.
Dog.
Club. Fish.
Dog.
Cricket. Good job, Kaya. Good job, guys. Cow. Horse. So pig. Zebra.
Zabara.
Let's do that one more time. I want y'all to say it clear and not yelling. I want y'all to say it clear and not yelling. I'm going to say it again. That's how important it is. I want y'all to say it clear and not yelling. Y'all could be loud, but not yelling. If I'm saying lion, we can say, all right, all right. You okay, Rocky? I'm still on there. I still got it. All right. Lion. Together. Lion. Y'all are helping, Shariah. Lion. Lamb.
Cha.
Lamb.
Cha.
Chameleon.
Chameleon.
Camel.
Good
job.
Eagle,
dog,
fish,
cricket,
cow,
horse, pig, zebra,
zabara.
All right, we're going to end our song. And y'all want to keep going?
Yeah.
We can keep going, but those at home,
We're going to end it.
No, I don't want to
recap the check. Y'all did very good. Give yourself a round of applause. Give yourself a great big hug. We're having to end it because in a few,
I don't have the honor that do sewing. I'm going to still be here.
I'll still be here, but we still have aunties. Like, I'm not going to ask her, she's here, but she also got to go do sewing. So we want to honor that time. Sewing is from 1 to whatever time they get done. And it's now 12:20. Okay? So, and doing that, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And let's recap and talk about, we understand that we are what? Chosen. We understand we're special. So the test and the battle is going to come in when you're feeling that you're not special, you're not chosen. Remember, Yahweh Shai is saying we're chosen, we're special, and we have to be a light for those around. The story I'd like for y'all to hold on and keep in mind is at home, when y'all have a chance with your family at night, go over Joseph. What y'all want to start from the beginning, from when he was young, being given the coat, all the way down in his history, to his level of forgiveness, and he did not expect all the things to happen to him, to still being a light and example, and he was by himself. This was in Egypt by himself, and to see that they came back and was needing his help. So when things are crazy, which is going to be, because everything was written for a forecast, was written for us to learn. So everything that is written in the scriptures is for us to learn. Have the confidence, just like Joseph, we can overcome with the ways of the Most High. Right? By us living right and doing what's being asked of us, Most High is going to make his light shine through us. So to not be liked by people in the world, that's normal. It happens to Yahweh Shai. It will even happen within your own home. But you stand firm. You remind yourself. You tell yourself, you know, Deuteronomy 7:6. Deuteronomy 14:2. Even though, like, wow, you have your hair is long, why don't you cut it off?
Nah.
I can remember Yahweh Shai said, I'm chosen. I'm special. I'm peculiar. I'm set for the boy. If I'm wearing a dress, if I have my head covered, if I want to spend the night and mom said no and I'm okay with it, things are not going my way, whatever the situation, the ultimate goal for us as children, Ephesians 6:1, says children obey your parents and the law to this effect. This is the right thing to do. So y'all did amazing in our recap day, review day, and knowing at home, here, for this week, we are going to recap and revisit Joseph.
So,
as the dreamer, Joseph, God, okay? So, as we are, this is not the end. We have to leave. No, let's go ahead and Psalms 133. Let's come together.
I'm
kind of going to
I got a little bit.